online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the final half hour of hour number three here on this terrific, fantastic Friday, August 8th, 2025 edition. Joining us on the line right now is the author of the book, Road Trip, The Good Words Book for Success. Rick Randall is on the show. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Randy. How are you today?
We are doing good, Rick. Hey, one thing I wanted to ask you about the book and about your PassThePositive.com campaign that you've been involved in for quite a few years is the fact that so many people are starting to hear you now every Friday with us in our last half hour. And I got a text message actually this morning, Helen up in St. Ignace. She said, are you going to have that author on your show today? And I said, yes, ma'am, Rick Randall. He'll be on it starting at 11:35. I said, is there a particular question or anything you'd like to ask him? And she said, yeah, I got a question for you. Yeah, there you go. Helen wanted to know is in transitioning from being a chiropractor for over 40 years, businessman, you've led obviously a very interesting life. She said, hearing him speak on the show, sometimes he speaks a little fast for me. And I said, well, that is a sign of high intelligence. And he expects the people he's speaking with to be of high intelligence. And she said, well, could you ask him to just slow it down a little?
You know, Helen, thank you. My wife said the same thing. So, of course, you don't listen to your wife. I should more often probably because she's generally always right. But I get so excited, and then I just kind of get that what's it when you're a 33 album and you're spinning at 45 or vice versa?
Right.
I'll say go anyways. So I'll focus on that, Helen, and I sure appreciate that comment because I want to always be better, do better, get better, and I think that things that we're talking about are good things to hear. So thank you for that.
And, yeah, I got another text message. I got another text message for you, Rick. Rod Wheeler said his book showed up yesterday.
All right,
I'm gonna ask Rod, did you buy it on Amazon or Barnes and Noble, and see what his response says.
Yeah, that's okay. However they got it is cool. Because so I wrote the book. I guess I really kind of want to talk a little bit about that is I was doing the high school exit interviews, and it's where the seniors in Charlevoix High School would meet with somebody from the community and they would present themselves as if it was just like an interview, and here's my life and here's where I'm hoping to go. And so there were some pretty impressive kids, and for some reason that day though I left the interviews, and I thought there just seems to be something missing. And we started way back when, in 2000, we produced a coloring book, and 20,000 copies of the coloring book, and we made 31 good words. We called it the Good Words Cool Coloring Book, and we said it was a cool coloring book because we wrote it. But anyways, it was full of 31 words, and there was a word for the day. And so that was in 2000. Well, I wrote the book, or this book. We started writing this book. That would have been probably 2018, 2017. And I produced just a simple copy. It's not nearly what the book that I have now, but it was sure a good starter. And I used that in classrooms as a teaching tool. And the premise was that if you incorporate good words into your bag of words, the whole idea is that we have about 1,500 words in our daily bag of words, and so that's pretty much the words that we live from, and so the premise is that if you have only 1,500 words in your bag, you should put as many good words in the bag as you possibly can. And so I don't remember how many words are in the other book, but a lot of the definitions were very similar, the same, and then I just elaborated on that book, on the new one, and then sure. I added the poems to that book, and so. But the concept is this: is that initially we talked about the Native American Indian chief that stuttered, and I had read where if you didn't have a word, you can't have the behavior. So Native Americans typically didn't stutter, and so that was our thought process was that if you don't have a word, you can't have the behavior. And Native Americans didn't have the word, so they couldn't have the behavior. And then one of my something I was reading talked about this Native American Indian chief that stuttered, and he was famous because of what he did and who he was and whatever, but that put a little hole in the balloon. But other than that, we've maintained that if you read these words, and that was kind of interesting about the coloring book, it was just simple. We had a word, a definition, and then we had a graphic that you could color. And but anybody could pick up that book and just open it up, and it's always interesting what word shows up. And it just happens to be, most of the time, apropos for the day. You open it up, and the word patience shows up, or just the word love shows up, or the number of 31 words. Now we have 123 words. And but when I love this book, just I love the color. Tanya Whitley, thank you again, for doing that for me. But you just kind of open it up. Here's a good one. This is relationships, and so I just open up, and it opens up to the R, and it talks about relationships and how important relationships are in our life, and especially in the last, I think the COVID really put a hole in socialization, and then we tend to get Facebooked to death, so to speak. And so I think we have to really appreciate the relationships that we have, the friendships that we have. And I was fortunate I got to talk to the MC, I guess, the First Friday Business Breakfast, the Chamber First Friday Business Breakfast in Charlevoix. And so they had me do the kind of start the program and just keep the meeting going. And so one of the things that I said was that, don't you kind of want to know, Kirby at the time was growing his hair long. You're like, Kirby, you're 65 years of age. What do we do with the hair? And it was just fun. Don't you want to know? And then of course he's got a story and there's a reason. And then you start talking to people and just asking about them and find out about people. My mom was big on relationships. She'd always ask these provocative questions, and she would say, Rick, what is your life philosophy? You're like, Mom, we want to sit down and talk about that right now. So, but then she finished her comment with, life is always about relationships, and it's the people that you meet and the people that you know. And you never know, especially when you look at older people, you never know what happened in their lifetime, what occurred in their life and what have they done and what have they been through. And it's fascinating because most of the time, when you meet somebody older, they've already traveled the road that you're on. And you can learn so much from older people. And older just simply means somebody that's older than you. It doesn't have to be old. I'm not making that as a reference. It's just older people have experiential wisdom. And there's just no substitute for learning something from experience. It's funny, the each generation, I don't know who saying this was, I love sayings, and each generation has to learn that the stove is hot. And you go, okay, so that's cool. It'd be a lot easier if they would just learn that by you telling them that. But for some reason, we all have to touch it for ourselves. And so you go, okay, that's learning by experience, but some things are better to learn by the experience of others, experiential wisdom. And if we just listened, and yet younger people, us younger people, Randy, we're not the best listeners sometimes, and I kind of take credit for that. You listen a little, but then you got to go find out. And so how many times I've burned my finger?
Yeah, absolutely. I got a response from Rod Wheeler. He said he purchased your book through Barnes & Noble. And okay. He said, tell him also, I really enjoy listening to Rick on Fridays. He has an amazing outlook. And that's one part of the book I want to stop you for a second and talk about. Is after I read the book, you and I had some conversations. And I basically shared with you, what I got out of reading the book. One of the things that it does do, and it translates to your discussions on Fridays with this, what Rod just said, he has an amazing outlook. This is basically how I had the, I guess, aha moment, the light bulb came on, is the fact that reading the book actually, it kind of does change your outlook. It changes your overall perspective on life and whether it's goals, whether it's relationships, whether it's love, whether it's God. I mean, you've got it all in the book, but it basically changes your outlook.
So I see, that's funny. You just said it, my line. It's all in the book. We'll be talking, Audra and I will talk, and or anybody, and they'll say something, and I'm like, you have no idea. It's all in the book. Okay, let's talk about that. Your outlook. When you wake up in the morning, I mean, I get excited. You know, even when I was going to the office, or even when I had a schedule, I mean, I don't have so much of a tight schedule, although today was fun. I had a family of five come in and got adjusted. And so I treat people through the week, you know, and so you have, you know, a little time consciousness a little bit. But at the same time, even going to the office, I had a 20-minute drive, and that was always a good moment in time to just get your head thinking right, you know, and you start thinking about my first comment was always people better, a lot of people better, people better, people better. So that was kind of the priority always. And then you'd have a few that were tricky ones, you know, and you're like, all right, they're going to be better this time, you know, and it doesn't always happen overnight. I love those experiences where you're treating somebody and man, they walk in and they leave and their headache's gone, or they walk in crooked and they leave and they're straight. And, you know, those are neat experiences. And there's some that are really kind of in bad shape, and that's going to take a minute. And then I used to have mustard seeds in my office. I always thought this was kind of funny. Mustard seeds, you know, they say a simple seed of mustard and you can move a mountain, right? So a simple faith. So it's about faith. It's faith-based. And that's what you believe in. So I had these mustard seeds in my office. And so I, you know, some people are like, I'm not getting better. And, you know, you will. And here's what we're doing. And it's going to help. And it just takes a minute. And then I'd give them some mustard seeds. And some people had never heard of that little parable, I think, in Matthew. And sure. So, you know, some never heard it. And so I'd hand him a few mustard seeds, and he goes, well, what are these for? I said, well, it's just, it's about faith. I said, you're going to get better. And so next thing, he swallowed them. And I thought, I never thought of that. You know, well, then Kevin came in and he goes, well, you ever eat them? I'm telling him the same thing, you know. He goes, you ever eat them? I go, geez, I thought they were for faith. You know, I bought 25 pounds of mustard seeds. You know how small a mustard seed is?
Sure, absolutely.
You know how many 25 pounds is, Randy? A fun story about that too. Anyways,
we're going to take a short break. Okay. Rick, I greatly appreciate it, and keep your comments coming in. Text me 231-360-5140 for Rick Randall Road Trip. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Systems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment here with Rick Randall for the last couple minutes before we go into our announcements. Rick, I always like to end your segment with a word, one right directly from the book. Do you have one teed up for us today?
Yeah, certainly. Just go back to faith real quick. Sometimes I take a word and you take the letters that that you spell the word, and then I'll write a word that goes with that letter. So faith, for instance, is faith. F is fantastic. A is amazing. I is incredible. T is tremendous. And H is huge. And I think that that's one of the most important things to be mindful of. You have to believe. You have to believe. God's love and God's plan for you and your life and living, that's what gets your outlet going. It's just, if you look around, it's absolutely amazing what's around there. But okay, so here's the word. I think this is kind of fun. So time. The word is time. So a lot of different words in the book that are different kind of spins to motivation. But I say, what time is it? You go, what time do you want it to be? And you think about when we're younger, we want time to be later. And when we're older, we want time to be earlier. When we are young, time takes a long time. When we're older, it goes by so fast. All that there really is of time is now time. The time is now. And so you just have right now. So then I like this. 1-3-5-year periods are much shorter than you think. Good timing is always the key to your success. Is it go time now time, or is the best time next time? But I've for years I set my clocks fast. Sometimes 30 minutes, sometimes 33 minutes, sometimes 37 minutes. Well, the math gets a little tricky, you know. But anyways, so I wrote this poem. So I'll leave you with this poem. So I was with my good friend Terry, and he noticed the time that was on my clock. He laughed and he smiled at me, and he said the time was up to Doc. He knew that I set all my clocks 30 minutes fast. I've done that for a long, long time, hoping somehow time would last. Now is a precious moment, the only time we truly have. Best to get wrapped up in it so the moments don't go by so fast. Life is just an attitude, a now attitude is the way to go. Living one now at a time gives your life a little slow. So again, you can't, time gets away, you know, because I was thinking about it earlier. You know, a week ago we were on this show again, or beforehand, and you think, man, where did that whole week go? And that goes back to the word goals and writing things down, and then it makes that week so much more fun because you get to recount everything that you had and did. But anyways, Randy, I hope you have a strong end of the week coming up. I see your car's out there for sale.
And, yes, sir.
Good luck. Hopefully you're getting some calls. It's a good-looking car.
Yes, and, sir.
Anyways,
I appreciate that.
Yep, and your truck, your beautiful new truck, that looks fantastic. So we'll talk about something next time, and I'm really excited. Helen, thank you. And was it Ron that got a book?
Rod Wheeler.
Excuse me. Yep, Rod Wheeler. Seems like I know that guy, but
yeah.
That name sure is familiar. But anyways, thanks for buying the book, and thanks for reading it. And Helen, thanks. I hope I slowed down a little till maybe this end part here. But I sure appreciate it, Randy. Thank you very, very much.
Thank you, Rick. We appreciate everything you do.
Bye, Randy.
Bye-bye. One of the things that I did want to mention is I do have it stored in my phone. If you're interested in getting the photograph of the cover of the book, as well as a link directly to Amazon.com, or like Rod did, bought it on Barnes & Noble, just text me RT for Road Trip. We have another Rick, of course, we talk about and promote on Sunday mornings, Rick Hughes Ministries. He's on the Patriot Voice Radio Network, the two websites, the two phone apps, as well as this radio station. He's on 7:30 to 8. And if you would like his contact information, his phone number, his email, his website, rickhughesministries.org, just text me Rick. But then I said, whoops, I got a problem. I got two Ricks in my life right now, Rick Randall, the author of the book Road Trip. So what I did in my phone is I set up auto replies. If you text me RT, you'll get the photograph of the cover as well as the link to be able to buy it on Amazon.com. And Rick is Rick Hughes. So I just want to make sure we're clear on that. I have an auto reply for his contact information, phone number, email address, and again, his website, rickhughesministries.com. Also, another little sideline campaign of Rick Randall, besides the book Road Trip, is passthepositive.com. He's got those bracelets that you can buy a set of those online, and they'll be shipped directly to you. So again, passthepositive.com. One of the things that we're looking forward to next week, we have a lot of interviews with these candidates. We've reached out to a couple of them. They're responding to us. We're trying to get scheduling coordinated right now because the show is live 9 to noon Monday through Friday. It repeats all the time on the show's website, yourdefendingfathers.com, every 3 hours. So, for example, if you missed Rick Randall today live, you'll hear him in the third hour on the second segment, the last half hour of hour three. That is very simple, accessible on the website, yourdefendingfathers.com. Just click on podcasts, and he's always right at the top. Every Friday's show segment is recorded, stored there, reverse chronological order. So by being the last half hour, he's actually the first right at the top of the list. Do me a favor, do Rick a favor, share that podcast. All you have to do is go to the website, yourdefendingfathers.com, right mouse click on it, copy the link, and you can send it to people, you can text it to people, you can email it, share it. Greatly appreciate if you do that as well. Again, got a great show lined up next week. I'm going to be working on these interviews, these conversations with these candidates, seeing when we can get them scheduled into the show. I'm also going to reach out to our state senator, John DeMoose, over the weekend and see if we can get him on the show next week as well. Well, that's it for this week. That's it for today. We go back to the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan. God bless you guys. Have a great weekend.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
Northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
This from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels.